All right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. And listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request, text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi Inge Shachlach from the Intlakepmich Territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkina, BC, and I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys on this March 5th, Thursday, 2026. On Free Voices, we have a special subject today, and it's going to be on intelligence. And with us today in the house, we have with us some of our regular co-hosts. We have our Lady Fahima. Welcome.
Hello, everyone. Thank you.
Yeah, and we also have a producer of Call Me Negotiator, Charlotte. Welcome.
Hello.
Yeah. Awesome to have you guys in the house with us. And also, we're going to get a hold of our brother Wegedesk, the high diving champion of the world, and also my brother Shkwait Shachlach from Gwaishkina, BC. And we have some special music coming up for you guys also. We have some music from The Well, Alto Command Hamas, and Gnarls Barkley, and some Celeste Fantasy, and some music from the Dead South. And we'd like to welcome all our listeners from all over the world, from England, from Germany, from Italy, from Switzerland, from Norway, from Spain, from Egypt, from Africa, from Ukraine, from Russia, from China, from Japan, from Philippines, from New Zealand, from Australia, from South America, from North America, all across the United States and all across Canada. Welcome to our odyssey of positivity, human growth, and empowerment for human rights and justice, and just helping us make this world a better, special place in the universe. So we're going to start off with some energetic music, and this is kind of a reflection of what the world is going through these days. So we got some music from The Well, and this is their song called This Is How the World Ends. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
the monkey house of any zoo. Ooh. Provides us with a great deal of fun.
That was awesome. That was The Well, and that was their song, This Is How the World Ends. And it's looking like that's the kind of the state of the world right as we know it right now. But we have our brother Wegedesk on the line with us. And welcome to the program, Wegedesk. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Chief. Thanks for having me on today. All the blessings to everybody there in the studio and around the world tuning in. It's an honor to be here.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. And we have our subject today, but first we want to get this show started right and would like to ask you to please lead us through some deep breaths.
Absolutely, guys. Let's get ready for these three deep breaths. We're going to go in through the nose, out through the mouth, but let's relax our body, relax our shoulders, our jaw, anywhere in your body where you might be feeling tension. And as we breathe in, let's feel appreciation and gratitude and all the good things in the universe. And on the exhale, just let it all go. All right, let's do it in 3, 2, 1, all the way in through the nose. And one more. Wow, that's the best.
Ooh, wow, that's awesome.
Beautiful.
So awesome to get that oxygen into our lungs, into our bloodstreams, up to our brains, get us all fired up for our subject. And today it's going to be on intelligence, and we'd love to hear your words on that.
Absolutely, Chief. Intelligence is pretty important, I think. And right off the bat, what came to mind was there are two words that stick out right away. In, and to me, that's a sign of in the body, inside of us, and tell, intel. What are we saying? What's going on inside of our bodies? Mm-hmm. And, you know, those deep breaths that we just did are a really positive intel. So I know that when we're doing our deep breaths, we're feeling good. And if we're feeling good, that's the basis for our thoughts. Mm-hmm. So I really think it's important for us to always keep a stock on what's going on inside of us. Are we focused on the good things? Are we focused on the bad things? And I know these days there's a lot of stuff in the media that isn't too popular. And I was really lucky this last day that I forgot my phone at a friend's house. So for about a day, I didn't have my phone.
Wow.
And, you know, I kind of felt a little bit more at peace.
Mm.
And so I'm going to say that intelligence has to largely do with what are we telling ourselves? What are we focusing on? Are we focusing on what other people are talking about? Or are we focusing on what do we want to think about? What do we want to focus on as positive things? And a saying comes to mind, I think it's from scripture, the God in man is greater than the God in the world. And so that's kind of saying that whatever's going on inside of you is far more important than whatever's going on outside of you. And I think once we are focusing on what's going on inside of us, if we can direct it to be happy, healthy, and beautiful, then everything that we do from there comes in a better way.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I have to say about intelligence, Chief.
Wow, very deep. I really enjoyed it. It's awesome. And for me, I was just thinking of the words of Counselor Fari, because she used to always, in her talkings, she would say, learn to use intelligent argument.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty strong when you really break it down and think about it, because most of us, when we get into conflict or arguments, we get very emotional, and then the next thing you know, we're speaking louder and louder to be heard, and we're starting to like use slang language and causing a lot of negativity when we don't have to. If we could just calm ourselves down and speak with intelligence and think before we speak, and be careful, because our actions can lead to violence. So this is one of the things that was constantly brought up with Councillor Fari, and I just really tried to grasp onto that, learn it, and reflect that in my own life, and then share it with other people, because you know the state of the world, like you were saying, is it's going off the rails, and it seems to be getting worse and worse. So I think this is one of the things that we can learn to control our own actions with intelligence, and it's very important, especially at this very volatile time of in the world. And we really appreciate your words for you coming on and sharing your intelligence and wisdom with us and joining us on our program.
Absolutely.
And just adding some big positive boosts to us.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Chief. And I do want to say that, you know, overall, I think the most intelligence is what's going to benefit the most and do the least harm. Mm-hmm. You know, I think when everybody's win-win-win, that's the most intelligence. And if somebody's losing, then it's not very intelligent. Mm-hmm. So whatever we're doing, let's try to be as considerate as we can for everybody. And, you know, we live in such a beautiful world. You know, the earth is always holding us up. The water will fall exactly where we pour it. The air is always here for us to breathe, and the sun shines every single day. There's no reason why we all can't be enjoying life. Mm-hmm. And as we learn to grow in a good way, I'm super grateful to be here with you guys on the radio show, spreading these good vibes and helping all of us get to heaven on earth ahead of schedule and under budget. Bro, yeah. Thanks for having me on.
Beautiful. Wonderful. Thank you so much. And we give you lots of love and blessings, and have a great week and weekend. And we're looking forward to hearing from you again very soon.
You got it, brother. All the best. Bye for now.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye for now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our brother Wegedesk from the Mi'kmaq people, high diving champion of the world. Always special to have him come on our program and share with us. And so we're going to carry on with our program, and we're going to play some music here. And we're going to dedicate this to Charlotte, and she's from Call Me Negotiator, and also to Jeff Scott, the president of Tri-City Community TV. He's always a avid listener, and so we're going to give him a big shout out. Go to his YouTube site. He's always got videos on community happenings in the Tri-City community. So join him on his website there, or his YouTube. And so we're going to play him some him and her, some Alto Comando Hummus, and they're from Argentina, and this is their song Don Escuelito. So have a listen, enjoy everybody, and we'll be right back. Thank you. Ooh, man, that was some a doom track from Alto Commando Hamas, and their song was called Don Esquilito, and we dedicated that to Jeff Scott from Tri-City Community TV, and also to Charlotte from Call Me Negotiator. And we have Charlotte with us here today, and we'd like to ask her words on intelligence.
Hello. First of all, thank you for having me.
Oh, yes.
And talking about intelligence, I would automatically thought about IQ and knowledge bank, knowledge base, basically. So I feel like a lot of people would think intelligence is how smart you are and what your natural IQ is when you're born. But for me, I think intelligence highly related to your growth mindset, which means like most of the people, most of us are born with similar level of IQ. Mm-hmm. However, as time goes by, we accumulated more knowledge and we start to have more thoughts about or reflection about what we accepted with the knowledge, with the information, and then with the growth mindset, which means we continue learning and we believe that our intelligence will be able to be improved. And that way, I think at certain point, there is difference between the, you know, different group of people in terms of the intelligence level. So yeah, if you ask me, hey, if I wanted to say something or one thing about intelligence, I would say growth mindset is the most important thing. And growth mindset means understand and accepting that your intelligence can be improved. Mm-hmm. You can be smarter than before. And most of people are the same. So we are no more like smarter or less smart than others. And so, yeah, like being able to embrace the growth mindset and instead of having the fixed mindset is the most important thing.
Wow, that's very special because it kind of fits with our program and in our focus on human growth.
Mm.
And it's reflective, and it is an abstract thought. So it's not like we can, you know, grab some intelligence and drink it or see it or, you know, and have a quantity of it. It's very abstract, which means, you know, we can't see it or feel it or anything,
yeah.
But it's there. And it's something that as humanity, we really have to grasp and learn. I liked what you were saying, like, you know, we can learn and we can grow. And this is something that we really like to promote.
Right.
And yeah, it is something that we can all use and get more information and grow as human beings. And together we can all advance in this world because we're all just here very temporarily. And, you know, our time limits for how long we're going to be here, and it's just a short time. Sometimes I look into the stars and into the sky, and I imagine, like, you know, these stars are way out, millions of light years away, and by the time they see us and we see them, you know, we're already gone.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I really agree. I think instead of thinking about are we smart or not, but thinking about mm-hmm. we can't always be smarter or understanding more about the world and understanding more about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would how I would love to define and see intelligence. Yeah.
Beautiful. Very special.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us and sharing some of your intelligence with us and helping us grow. It's always awesome. And we give a big shout out to China. Welcome to
yes.
coming yeah. and joining us live. And we really appreciate the connection that we're growing with everybody. So we really We really love that. And so, we're going to have to carry on with our show. And thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. So we're going to carry on with our program. And coming up next, we're going to be connecting with my brother, Shkwait Shakhlach from Gwaishkina, BC. And we're going to play his song that he picked, which is from Gnarls Barkley. And the song is called Crazy. So let's have a listen to that. And we'll be right back. Enjoy, everybody. Okay, just a minute. Should be coming up any second now. Yeah.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.